I found us three tickets to 4.827 Kilometer Island on Expedia for $100 a piece.
That's great. How much do we have in our band fund, Handsome?
Yeah, let's see. We got $46 we made at our last show, and that's it. How are we going to get the rest of the money?
We could go door-to-door in the neighborhood selling cookies or candy bars.
Or drugs.
There's no time for that. We'll have to put it on Trent's mom's credit card. I have it right here.
Wait a minute. How do you get my mom's credit card?
Well, she left her purse at my place last night.
Oh. All right, let's order those tickets.
For shizzle, my nizzle.
You know, it really doesn't make any sense that we're flying there because we have no time to spare. Yet we have to order plane tickets, and there's a two-hour layover in Chicago. Our flight doesn't even leave until...
Meanwhile, Adam Smasher is on his boat with his top evil robot, Bill, transporting his nuclear warheads.
If those cursed isotopes have cut onto my plan, they might think they can fly to the island and stop me. Bill, I want you to blow every incoming flight out of the sky.
Unless they have an invisible jet, you can be sure we'll take them out.
Yeah. I mean, what's the deal with these invisible jets?
It doesn't make the passengers invisible. You mean to tell me you couldn't shoot Wonder Woman out of the air when she's flying a jet? I mean, how do you not see her, especially with that booty? I mean, who are these people?
I can't believe your stand-up career never took off.
At this point, even the most brain-dead Topes fan should see where this is headed. We now join the Isotopes on their flight.
Dude, beer nuts,
score!
I feel like we're flying first class.
Mr. Captain speaking, we're approaching 4.827 Kilometer Island. Seems we'll be landing a little sooner than expected due to turbulence and that heat-seeking missile that just launched at us. Thank you for flying JetBlue. I'll be calling the black box now. Feel free to panic.
Amazingly, none of the isotopes survived when their plane was blown out of the air at 4,000 feet. With our heroes disposed of, Adam Smasher was able to take control of the world through a huge conglomerate radio stations, force-feeding analogous pop music, and of course the threat of nuclear annihilation.